This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and it is Wednesday, so that means it is time for our weekly visit with the Health Unit. And joining us today, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Welcome, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
And also joining us today, Jennifer Adams, Manager of Clinical Services. Welcome back, Jen.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
It is so good to have you both here today. We are talking about a very important day that is coming up. World AIDS Day is coming up December 1st. So, Dr. Lee, can you please tell us about HIV and AIDS in our communities here in Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville?
Yeah, so just as a bit of background, it is World AIDS Day, and we know that HIV and AIDS affects a large number of individuals globally. Locally, we do actually have very low rates of HIV. We estimate that 0.1% of individuals in Ontario are living with HIV. HIV, as well, for background, is a virus that can be spread from person to person through sexual contact and other contact with blood and mucous membranes. AIDS is one of the many severe health outcomes of HIV, but we also know that HIV can cause different types of cancer, both due to AIDS as well as due to the infection itself. And HIV infection can also increase the risk of a number of chronic health conditions, including heart disease. There has been a very substantial set of advances in HIV treatment over the past number of years. And with these modern treatments, people living with HIV live with it like they might many other chronic diseases. And for me, most people on sufficient and stable HIV treatment, they're not actually infectious to other people. People who have undetectable viral loads, despite the HIV infection, really have such a low risk of transmitting the virus to others that they're not meaningfully infectious. And so really, a lot of treatment has advanced substantially. We have always provided information about STIs and other bloodborne infections at our sexual health clinics and through our website and a lot of the public education that we do here at the Health Unit. Our sexual health clinics also do lots of education, consultation. We provide, for example, testing, condoms, many things at our clinics, and reducing the spread of sexually transmitted infections and bloodborne infections is really a public health concern that is part of the mandate of Health Units all across the province. And the last note that I'll make is that there are global efforts for HIV transmission that we keep in mind during World AIDS Day, and one of them is the 90-90-90 target, which is to say that the aim is to have 90% of people living with HIV who are diagnosed as having the infection. Of those, 90% of people with the diagnosis being on treatment, and of those, 90% of people on treatment have undetectable viral loads. In Ontario, the data shows that there's an estimated 89% of people with HIV who are aware of their diagnosis, so pretty close to that 90%. Of those people who are aware of their diagnosis, 87% are on treatment, and of those on treatment, 98% of them have undetectable viral loads, and that again is the strength of both treatment as well as the system for follow-up for those or on treatment, and the reminder being that those with undetectable viral loads really are not meaningfully infectious.
It's incredible the strides that have been made when you look at the pace of treating HIV over the years. When we were first really introduced to this in the 80s, it was pretty much seen as a death sentence. And now the way that you're talking about it, the treatment is incredible. It's just amazing the way that modern science has been able to tackle this.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it really has changed the lives of many people, either who were diagnosed earlier and the treatment regimes at that time were much harsher, had much more significant side effects compared to those that we have now. And now as well, we have pre-exposure prophylaxis for people who have higher risk of exposure to HIV. There are medications that can be taken, which substantially decrease their risk of infection, which is a really, really significant thing as well.
All right, Jennifer, we'll bring you into the conversation now. Now, there are some new home testing kits for HIV. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, this is very exciting, Bob. So we're actually collaborating with a study called Get a Kit through the University of Ottawa to be able to provide this service. And so what this service is that Get a Kit provides low barrier private HIV testing, which can be completed in the comfort of your own home, which is, I think, really, really important because, unfortunately, as Lena would recognize too, there is still quite a bit of stigma associated with HIV and getting HIV tested. And so this is a way to remove some of that stigma. So the testing process does involve a simple blood sample, but it's taken from your fingertip, much like testing for diabetes for your daily sugars. It's then analyzed for the presence of HIV antibodies with the testing device that is provided. Each kit comes with a complete detailed instructions and a contact phone number if you have any questions or concerns that may arise while you're doing the testing. One of the great things that I think also is provided with this HIV self-testing kit is requisitions for other sexually transmitted infections, such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. These requisitions are shipped directly to you, and you take them to your local lab to get those tests completed. That service is free and doesn't require a health card. In order to get access to the kits, all you need to do is go on to Get a Kit on the internet and complete an online risk assessment and get registered. And you will complete that online risk assessment and it will recommend what tests, based on your risk assessment, what tests they think you should be looking at doing. And then you click off which ones you're interested in and it sends it all to you in the mail right to your home, which is quite awesome.
Yeah, it certainly is. And when we talk about the risk assessment and the different things that can be tested for, it's important to know that education is key with the health unit. And there are several sexual health clinics that take place. Jennifer, maybe you can talk a little bit about the services that listeners can get from these clinics.
Yeah, absolutely. So the health unit does provide seven community sexual health clinics across LGL. At these clinics, people can get services with regards to STI testing, hormonal birth control, which could be pills, patches, vaginal rings, Depo-Provera, emergency contraception, which is otherwise known as Plan B. We do offer pregnancy testing, options counseling, and referrals. You can book online through our health unit website on our new platform, Front Desk, which has made things so much easier and accessible for people to book into our clinics. There are a few services that we do provide that are not eligible to be booked through the online service. And the only reason for that is that there is a little bit of an assessment that needs to happen over the phone. So we do ask that if you go onto the website and try and book through the online portal and you are referred to not being eligible, please call us in order to book that appointment. And it doesn't mean that we don't offer that service. It just means there needs to be a little bit of assessment done to see which clinic fits best with that service. One of the other options we do have as well for booking appointments is you can email us through areyousafe@healthunit.org and book an appointment through that as well. Just be aware that it takes anywhere from 1 to 2 business days for us to respond to those email inquiries.
Thank you very much for that, Jennifer. Dr. Lee, I know that there's more information out there for people who would like to dig a little bit deeper, and I have a feeling I know the website that you're going to direct us to get that dig underway.
Yeah, so I feel like I could say, you know, repeat after me, everyone. It's healthynet.org. That is our website. We have all sorts of information. So as Jen said, we have information about booking our clinics, but we also have information about HIV, other sexually transmitted and bloodborne infections, as well as information about Get a Kit. So lots of information. And of course, please don't hesitate to call us as well for information if our website isn't really your jam.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, Dr. Lee, and of course, Jennifer as well. Thank you both. Again, World AIDS Day is coming up December 1st. Some great information to pass along here. And again, healthunit.org is the place to go to get started if you would like to learn a little bit more. Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health, thank you so much for being here as you are every Wednesday. We look forward to our chat next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Jennifer Adams, Manager of Clinical Services, frequent guest here. We look forward to your next appearance as well.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm Bob Perreault. This has been an edition of In Focus. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.